We're saints and sinners.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Richard Pope with my wife, Pastor Lucy Pope, from the Word of Truth International Ministries Incorporated. We're so grateful that you decided to join us today, and we know the Lord has a blessing just for you.
But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life, and I got mountains to climb.
Greetings. We greet you in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we're just so blessed and honored to be here this morning. We just thank God for another opportunity to share the word of God, to break the bread of life. And we just thank God that he's allowed us to still be alive on this morning. And our heart goes out to all the folk that are suffering power outages and floods and from the storm Helene. We just thank God that more lives were spared, you know what I'm saying? Because it could have been a lot worse. But our heart goes out to those that are going through right now. They've been devastated. Their lives have been changed forever. And we just pray that the Lord will keep them and cover them. And because he's a God, he don't make no mistakes. So we don't know why, and we don't know when, and we don't know where. But we all know that things happen sometimes, and if we keep on living this life, we all going to have to go that way sometimes. We don't know. We don't know what tomorrow's going to bring, but we know who holds tomorrow in the palm of his hand. So we have to keep trusting the Lord and just keep praying for those that are going through up there. And there was some lives lost, but we thank God that there wasn't more lives lost. And we're just praying that power will be restored and they will be able to get some kind of normalcy back soon. And we just thank God for that. Most gracious and eternal Father, we just thank you right now, Lord. We thank you and we bless you and we magnify you because you're God and God all by yourself. And we don't take it for granted that you've allowed our golden moments to roll on a little while longer. Lord, we just thank you right now for another day, a day that you have made, Lord. We will rejoice. We will be glad in it. Oh, we just thank you, God. Thank you right now for your keeping power, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Even though things are going upside down, inside out in this world, Lord, we know that you are still in control. And we lay it all at the altar this morning. We give it all to you, Lord Jesus. We place it at your feet because you're the only one could do anything about it. No man can fix it. Man has messed it up, but he can't fix it. Just like Jesus on that cross, he laid his life down and picked it back up again, that we might have another opportunity, that we might identify with him, that we might lay our lives down, we might be crucified with him and be resurrected with him in the newness of life. And we thank you for that opportunity this morning, Lord. We bless you and we magnify you for being our God. We thank you. Thank you for blessing all those that are going through right now, Lord Jesus. Lift them up, Lord, where they're leaning. Prop them up, Father God. Strengthen them, Lord Jesus. Make provision. Give them provision for the vision. Give them hope, Lord Jesus, in the midst of disaster, Lord God. Be a spiritual protocol in the midst of it, Lord God. Let everything line up as it should, Lord Jesus. Give them everything they need right in the midst of it and assure them that you have your arms wrapped around them, that you love them, Lord God, and you're keeping them in the midst of it. And they will go through this storm, but they will go through with you, Jesus. You're in the midst of it with them. You haven't left them. You haven't forsaken them, but you're right there with them. We thank you, Lord, for being with them in the storm. That's why we're able to go through the storm, because you're with us. We know the storms are going to come, but we know that you're going to be right there with us. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for being there with us, Lord, guiding us through, keeping us, covering us in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask a special blessing on all the bereaved families, Lord God. Give them peace and comfort, Lord God, in these times of sorrow. Lord God, we ask that you just reach out to those that are lost, the ones that don't know you, Lord. Draw them by your spirit. That's the only way they can come. Draw them right now by your spirit, Lord. Let this word go forth with power and simplicity that the least of them will understand it, Lord God. That it will permeate the hearts, the cultivated souls of the hearts of your people and germinate and come to life. Lord, we just thank you right now for the owners of this radio station, the technician, the men and women who make it happen that the word goes out over the airwaves, Lord God. We thank you for the men and women of God who come through preaching, teaching, ministering, prophesying, laying hands, Lord God. We just thank you for them, Lord God. Continue to build them up and anoint them, Father God. Give them provision for the vision. Strengthen them, God, where they're weak. Prop them up where they're leaning. Build them up where they're torn down in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you right now. Have your way, Lord God. We take authority over the airwaves right now. We bind the hand of the enemy and cancel every assignment. Let it come to naught. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. And this morning, we're looking at Galatians 3. And I'm going to be reading from verses 13 and 14 in the King James. Then I'm going to look at the Amplified and expound a little bit. And it reads as thus. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Amen, amen. And as we're looking at this, we have to remember just what Christ went through. Jesus went through a lot for us because Christ purchased our freedom, redeeming us from the curse, the doom of the law. We were doomed. We talked about this over and over again, and we're going to keep talking about it till Jesus come, because we must have faith. We must have faith. That's that we talked about last week. The just shall live by faith. There's no other way for us to live. If we have been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, if we are Christ-like, if we are Christians, if we are following Christ, if we are his disciples, his ambassadors, his children, we must have faith, and we must walk by faith because Christ has already paid the price. He's already covered the debt. We were on our way to a burning hell, but Jesus stepped in and redeemed us. Redeemed means he bought us back. He paid a price for us, a ransom, to snatch us out of the pits of hell because we were condemned through the law. And the wages of sin is death. So we were condemned to die. We were doomed, by the law because we couldn't keep the law. If you broke one, you broke them all. We couldn't keep the law. So in our flesh, in our natural state, in our human state, we are born in sin and shaped in iniquity. So that's why we have to be born again. We have to be born of the Spirit from above. We have to be born of the Spirit. This mind has to be transformed. We have to become a new creation, a new creature, Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So if any man be in Christ, if any woman be in Christ, if any child be in Christ, we are a new creation. We are brought back to the original image and likeness of God. We are brought back as we live and do what he's called us to do and follow the guidelines of this instruction, this Bible, this basic instruction before leaving earth. And we need to follow this word because this word is our map. We are here on assignment because of what Jesus did for us. We need to let the world know that they can have this Savior too. They can be saved. They can be set free. They can be redeemed. They can be put in right standing with God through Christ Jesus by their faith in Christ Jesus, by receiving him as their Lord and Savior. We look at this thing and we take it lightly, but this is major, because we wouldn't have life right now. We would not be living the life of freedom that we have, or that we say we have, if Christ wouldn't have done what he done for us. So he paid the ultimate price. Yeah, we were doomed of the law and its condemnation by himself becoming a curse for us. He became a curse. He took our place. He became our propitiation. He stood in our stead. He hung on that cross. He hung on that cross, and he hung, he bled, and he died for us. There's no other way to put it. And if we look at it, he was brutally assaulted. Brutally assaulted. Some scholars say that he was unrecognizable, the beating they put on him with the cat of nine tails, because it just ripped the flesh. And it's graphic, but guess what? This is what our Lord and Savior did for us. And we need to think about this. This ain't no game. This is serious business, because people are leaving here every day. We don't know when, we don't know how, and we don't know where. We don't know. But one thing is for sure, that you're going to spend eternity somewhere. And you got to know that you know. You can't be on this straddling the fence. You can't be hee-hawing around. You got to know that you know that you are saved. You got to know when you're going to spend eternity. Because if you die and you're not in Christ, then you're going to spend eternity in a burning hell. And see, that's, people are leaving here and they're not saved. They've not been born again. They've not received Jesus as the Lord and Savior, and they're gonna lift up their eyes in hell. So this is a reality, and we need to do a reality check, because if we're not following Christ, we're following the other fella, the devil. So we got to be mindful of this, what he's already done for us. It's a precious gift. We just have to receive it by faith. We just have to receive it. By faith, cursed is, the scripture said that cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, is crucified. Everyone who hangs on a tree is crucified and is cursed. Christ Jesus took the curse upon himself. All of our sins, past, present, and future, he took them all on him. He took them all on him. The government was on his shoulder. He took it all on him to redeem us back, to pay the price for us, because we were messed up. We were tore up from the floor up. We were messed up on our way to a burning hell. And Jesus stepped in and redeemed us, but brought us back in right standing with the Father, so we can have access to eternal life again. We can have access, because Adam and Eve wasn't supposed to die. They were supposed to live for eternity, just like God, because they was made in his image and after his likeness. So we through Christ, the last Adam, have been redeemed back. He's paid the price. He's redeemed us back. So now in him, we have eternal life. We have eternal life. Think about that. Eternity is a long time. We have eternal life with him when we receive him as our Lord and Savior, when we live for him, when we lift him up. He's going to do the drawing, but we need to lift him up. And the way we lift him up is telling folk about Jesus, preaching, teaching, ministering, praying for folk, encouraging them, getting in this word ourselves, equipping ourselves so we can do the work. So we can do the work. So this is how we lift him up. We worship him. We praise him. We magnify him. We glorify him for what he's already done. If he don't do nothing else, he's already done this for us. So that's why we lift him up. And he's going to do the drawing. He's going to do the drawing. His word, this gospel, will draw him. They come by his spirit. When we preach the word, when we teach the word, when we share the word, the Holy Spirit is going to draw them. But all thing we have to do is give them the word. We don't need to take away from it. We don't need to add to it. Just as it is, the word is able to do it all by itself through the Holy Spirit. And that's what we have to be mindful of. We can't be leading them to us. We're leading them to Jesus. So we can't be using these platforms to build ourselves up and to make ourselves look good, huh? And preaching our doctrine, huh? No, we have to preach Jesus, the word of God, huh? With no chaser, straight. This is what we have to preach. And we can't candy coat it because it's not candy coating time. We in times of war right now, and we got a fight on our hands. The enemy's trying to take us out. He's trying to take us out. He come to kill, steal, and destroy. He's trying to wear the saints out and take their very lives. So this ain't no playtime. We need to get serious about this thing. Because eternity is a long time if you get it wrong. This is no playtime. You see, these people went through the storm. About 40 plus people lost their lives. They didn't anticipate that. But that's why I say we got to be ready. We got to stay ready so we ain't got to get ready. We got to get ready, stay ready so we ain't got to get ready. We got to be ready because we don't know when, we don't know where, and we don't know how. But we need to know that we know that we know that we are ready. And we have to put on the full armor every day. We got to be fully armed with that sword of the Spirit, the word of God, cutting to and fro. We got to be ready, y'all, because we in a war. We in a war, and we going to be in a war until Jesus cracked the sky. We are in a war, and Satan is trying to take all the souls he can to hell with him. Think about this. He's been to heaven and can't go back. That third of the angels that was with him, when he thought about making his kingdom above God's, he thought about it. And that's the power of thought. He thought about it, and he was able to persuade a third of the angels to follow behind him. Think about that. That's why we have to be renewed in our mind. We have to take every thought captive unto the obedience of Christ Jesus. We can't let them faulty seed, them disgusting, dirty, nasty, destructive seeds be planted in our hearts. When the enemy hurls them at us, like fiery darts, when he hurls them at us, we have to lift up that shield of faith to reflect it. And we have to bring every thought, because he can't read our mind, but he can give us thoughts. He can throw seeds at us. He can throw them thoughts at us, but we can't entertain them, because if we entertain them, it's going to get down in our heart, and we're going to do it. So we can't let it get down in the fertile soils of our heart. Only seed we're going to let get down in there is the word of God. And get down in our spirit man, our spirit woman. But we have to hurl them fiery darts that he's hurling at us with the shield of faith. And we have to have that breastplate of righteousness on, because we're in right standing because of what Jesus did. So we have to live accordingly. So we have to put on that breastplate of righteousness to God, all of our inner organs and God, our hearts, huh? That our heart be not taken away by the evil one. That our heart be fixed on Jesus. Our mind be made up that for Jesus I live, for Jesus I die, and building up the kingdom. So that's what we got to put on the helmet of salvation, huh? Put on that helmet to guard our minds, because the mind needs to be on Christ. We need to have that same mind that Christ had in us. That's why I'm telling you, we got to pull every thought captive. Take every thought captive. Every thought that's not of Christ, take it captive. Pull down that stronghold. Pull down that strong man. Pull it down. Huh? Pull it down to the obedience of Christ Jesus. That's what we got to replace it with, the word of God. So, and we got to have our feet shod with the gospel, the preparation of the gospel of peace. So our walk has got to be a peace walk. Our walk is our ministry. How are we walking before men? Are we representing God? Are we representing him in peace and harmony and love? Are we stirring up mischief? Are we stirring up mischief? Are we planting seeds of doubt and planting seeds of discord and division and strife and envy and jealousy? No. We walking and we're planting seeds of love and peace and temperance and long suffering and just being good examples of what Christ was to us when he walked on this earth. And we have to have that fruit, the fruit of love. We have to have the fruit of the Spirit. That those are the seeds we're planting so we can see the fruit of the Spirit manifest. Those are the kind of seeds we're planting. In these times that we're living in, it's dark and it's going to get darker, but we have to shine. We have to shine as that light. Christ is the light, and that light is in us, the hope of glory. Christ shining. And the darker it gets, the more we're going to be able to shine so we can lead them that are in darkness to the light, which is Christ. So don't worry about what's going on around us. And it gets tough sometimes. It ain't no easy thing. But we have to be mindful that everything we go through in this world, Jesus has already defeated it. He's already overcome it, so we can be of good cheer. He's already overcome the world and everything in it and everything we will go through. He's already overcome this world system, The kingdom of he's already overcome the kingdom of darkness. He come up with the keys to death, hell, and the grave. He's already defeated it, so we have the victory. And that's why I say that when we pray, when we preach, when we teach, when we minister, when we witness, we do it from a place of authority because we're part of that sovereign kingdom, which is far above principalities and powers. So we already have dominion over them. We have power over them because he's given us power over all the power of the enemy, that exousia power. We have that exousia power. We have power over the enemy. The enemy can't do nothing with us because of Christ that it lives on the inside of us. So we have to stand up, and having done all, stand. When you've done all you can do, you stand. That's why we got to have on the whole armor of God. And that sword of the Spirit, the word of God. That's what Jesus defeated the devil with for a season. So you know if he only left Jesus for a season, He's going to be coming back and forth with us too. But we have to use the word. That's what Jesus did. He used the word, the sword of the Spirit. The word of God is our weapon. The shield of faith, The breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, The gospel of peace on our feet, them shoes, them sandals. Yes. So this is where we at now. And to that end, through their receiving Christ Jesus, the blessing promised to Abraham might come upon the Gentiles. So because of what Christ did for us, he redeemed us back. And Abraham believed. Abraham was not a Jew. The Jews were the chosen of God. But anyone who's not a Jew is a Gentile. So because what Christ did on the cross and by us believing as Father, our spiritual father Abraham believed. He believed, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. He believed God, and his faith, he was justified by his faith. So, when we believe, when we have faith in Jesus Christ, we fall up underneath the blessing that was promised to Abraham. Us being Gentiles, That we might be able to, that the blessing and the promise, the promise of the blessing falls on us too as we believe. We are engrafted in to the kingdom of God. We are engrafted in into the body because we believe, because we have faith in Jesus Christ, so that we, through faith, might all receive. We're going to receive by faith. That's the only way. That's our currency. That's our currency to get to heaven. That's our currency to pull from heaven. It's by faith. We have to see it before we see it. You have to see in the spirit realm, because it's already in the spirit realm before it ever materialized in the natural. So we have to pull it down, and we have a relationship. We have a relationship because the Bible says that we're already seated with Christ. God has made us to be seated with Christ in heavenly places. So we already have a standing in the heavenly places. We already are seated. We are seated because we believe, because we have faith. We already planted. So we can pull it down out of the realm of the spirit. We can bring heaven right down on earth. We can bring the kingdom down on the earth when we pray. And we're praying from that sovereign place. We're standing and witnessing and speaking the word and teaching the word and preaching the word. We're sharing the gospel from that sovereign place. So we're doing it from a place of victory. We already have the victory. Even though the enemy's throwing fiery darts and doing everything he can to pull us down, the devil is a liar. We're going to be like Nehemiah on the wall. We're doing a good work for the kingdom, and we ain't coming down. Huh? We got a trial in one hand and the sword in the other hand. We got the Spirit of God living on the inside of us, and we're hurling that sword with the words of God, with the words that are written, huh? So that we, through faith, might all receive the realization of the promise of the Holy Spirit, the promise of the Comforter, through faith. But we got to have faith in order to acquire. When we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, when we have faith, huh? When we have faith in the finished work on the cross, and we know that we know that we know, then we can receive the promise of the Holy Spirit, because the Spirit of God will come and live on the inside of us, because we are his ambassadors. We are representing him. We are standing in his stead on the earth realm. We are an expression of God that has never been in the earth before in the person of ourselves. So we are like Christ. So we have to be mindful of that and just keep on preaching and teaching and ministering to the folk, praying for them, encouraging them, because the times are getting hard. They're getting dark, but we got to shine. We got to shine like Jesus did. Jesus shined in darkness. So we are his younger brothers and sisters, Jesus. God is our Father. So we have to represent him, and we have to keep the faith. Keep the faith until next time. Keep the faith. Remember, we love you. We're praying for you. And we walk by faith. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
We pray that the word of truth has touched your heart and mind today. There may be someone under the sound of my voice that has not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, you know the life I've lived. Forgive me for my sins. I believe you died for my sins and was raised up on the third day. Thank you for saving me. Heaven rejoices over one that comes to repentance and receive Jesus. We encourage you to find a Bible-based church where you can continue to grow in the Word of God. If you would like to sow into this ministry, you can do so by Cash App, and that's $TWOT Ministries. Again, that's $TWOT Ministries, or P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Again, that is P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Until next time, this is Pastor Richard and Lucy Pope. We love you, and we're praying for you. Amen. So I trust them at all
times. Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed is the name of the Lord. This is Cynthia West with For Such a Time as This. Hallelujah! Glory, glory, glory. Oh, my Jesus, to you be all the praise and glory and honor. We worship you. We worship you. Oh,